This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Dickey. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. He also blamed the United States for the council's lack of action so far. He expressed support for a two-state solution and said China, which holds the Security Council presidency this month, expects all parties to speak with a unified voice when the council discusses the conflict later Sunday. Wang said the Security Council should reconfirm a two-state solution and urge Palestinians and Israelis to resume talks on that basis as soon as possible. This comes as an Israeli airstrike destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's office in the Gaza Strip. The airstrike came despite hysterical calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. AP called the strike shocking and horrifying. Although no one was hurt, the airstrike demolished an office that was like a second home for the AP journalist. Press freedom groups condemned the attack and accused the military of trying to censor coverage of its relentless six-day offensive, now into its seventh day, against Hamas militants. The military claimed that Hamas militants used that building for sophisticated operations, but they didn't provide any evidence. Again, Israeli airstrikes destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press offices in the Gaza Strip, as well as other media outlets, and the airstrike came despite calls from the news agency to stop the attack. Military says that Hamas militants used the building for sophisticated operations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police are reaching out to villagers in northern India to investigate the recovery of bodies buried in shallow sand graves or washing up on the riverbanks, prompting speculation on social media that they were the remains of COVID-19 victims. In jeeps and boats, the police are using portable loudspeakers with microphones, asking people not to dispose of the bodies in the rivers. On Friday, rains exposed the cloth coverings of bodies buried in shallow sand graves on the riverbank. A state government spokesman on Sunday denied local media reports that more than 1,000 bodies of COVID-19 victims have been recovered from rivers in the past 2 weeks, but others say COVID-19 deaths in the country continue to rise. The U.S. and British embassies in Myanmar are expressing concern about reports of fierce government attacks on a town in the western Chin state where martial law was declared Thursday because of armed resistance by opponents of military rule. Government troops backed by helicopters were reported to be shelling the town of Mendat and said its defenders, who were opponents of the army's February takeover that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The Myanmar state television broadcast Saturday night reported that fighting was going on and acknowledged the town's defenders have been putting up stiff resistance against the army. British health workers, aided by the army, distributed coronavirus tests door-to-door Saturday in two towns in northern England, seeking to contain a fast-spreading variant that threatens plans to lift all lockdown restrictions next month. Cases of a variant first identified in India have more than doubled in a week, defying a sharp nationwide downward trend in infections won by months of restrictions and a rapid vaccination campaign. Government scientific advisors say this variant is likely more transmissible than even the UK's dominant strain, though it's unclear by how much. India reported a smaller rise in daily coronavirus infections Saturday, but deaths stayed near the 4,000 mark, with the World Health Organization warning the second year the pandemic could be worse than the first. Taiwan raised its coronavirus alert level Saturday in the capital, Taipei, and the city around it, bringing curbs for a period of 2 weeks that will shut many venues and restrict gatherings in the wake of 180 new domestic infections. The new rules will not mean offices, schools, or restaurants have to close, but will cause a shutdown of cinemas and other entertainment spots while limiting family get-togethers to 5 people indoors and 10 outdoors. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.